Christopher Anson Fundin, a rebel from Albany, Georgia, who is a young king and my son, who I am very proud of and I love unconditionally.
As far as I can remember, I've been the hottest nigga in the business. And they know that, so they're trying to fuck with me. But see, I ain't that friendly. In other words, I ain't trying to talk. You ain't talking about business. I ain't after them T's, I'm after them M's, that's millions. We pay for this mixtape with money we had stashed in ceilings. Money laundering, what the fuck you mean when getting that cash? That $17,000 in that one gym bag. Push gang, real mafia, I'm Black Caesar. Round around with that Nina. When I'm in your city, it might be an emergency. Contact FEMA, boy, I do this shit, no practice. Being Franklin, what's happening? Matter of fact, I just left a couple of your homeboys under my mattress. Roll up. I swear I need to take the pain away. I done did some things I'm ashamed to say. But a grown man never made the same mistakes. I'm paving the way. Cause it ain't too late. You can change today.
Nah, Christopher always been a type of child that he always kind of had a last word. No matter what. I just don't understand. I don't know what it is about him, but he always gotta have the last word. It's either his way or the highway.
Okay, I got 3 phones and ain't none getting cut off. And every Saturday I give cash to the Muslims, selling papers and wood, dawg. What matters most to my crew is hustling, do we sitting on figures? My bladder must be loose, it gotta be, I keep shitting on niggas. And ever since a youngin', I was taught to get chips. And don't fuck with no foot dragger, that's a bitch who ain't buy shit. Boy, there's so many niggas hating, I should ride around like Obama, 50 deep, security. Instead I ride around with them Hondas. I ain't closing my eyes, counting no shit. It's cash out here to get, and I can't get that dip from sleep. Boy, we getting money, and need $2,000 a week for beef. Something in my back seat, like a flip a Jeep. Hey, yes, my life still way beyond stressful. Out of shape and overweight, still got high blood pressure. Work every day like it's my last, can't get back yesterday. I'm trying to be remembered, cause who knows, I could meet death today. That's a breath away.
I support Christopher with his music career, and I hope everything goes well with his music career. I hope he have much, much success with his music career, and I love Christopher very much. And I hope that one day he will have much success, and I hope one day that he will get married and have a family and provide me with a daughter-in-law and grandchildren.
I pray we never get put out of home again. I wanted to cry, but as a man, I had to hold it in. And seeing my mama struggle really boosted my hustle. That's why I love her, cause she gave the world when she had nothing. The doctor told my mom my life was short. She lost a lot of blood. He said I died inside of her, go home and self-abort. But see, my mama put her faith in the Lord, and that light kept glowing. And a little after that, get what I did, kept growing. Got rid of the doctor, at least that's one demon gone. February 14th, a king was born. All praises to the Most High. Keep me protected from evil. I feel it close by. Take the wheel, Lord, cause I might crash. And I pray I'm going down the right path. On my destination to greatness, I'ma make it. They trying to shake me, but they can't break this.
Christopher is a special child. I consider him a special child. Because you see, when I was pregnant with Christopher, when I was 4 months pregnant with Christopher, I had complications, and I went to the hospital, and the doctor at the hospital told me that I was going to lose Christopher. They sent me home and told me that I would abort at home. But guess what? 5 months later, Christopher was born into this world. A beautiful, healthy, 8-pound baby boy. And I knew then that this young man is going somewhere.